Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete, as you know, is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1998, and we'll celebrate his 18th anniversary coming up real soon. And I guess it's his 19th anniversary. Anyway, he's the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time, and happy to do that. And he's here to give us a report on what's going to be coming up. What can we see from this new government, this new Congress, and a new administration? Pete, welcome back.
Great to be here, as always.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. So we got a brand new everything up there, right? We got a new Congress with both houses now still under Republican control, and now we got a so-called Republican in the White House. So what's NTU looking at? What if you had to say, okay, where do I play my first chips? Where would that be right now? The budget or tax reform or health care? What would it be, first thing?
The first chips have to go on Obamacare. Now, of course, we're watching the nominations very carefully for the Trump administration.
Yep.
And I tell you, the good sleeper nomination, the one to watch, the one to hope gets confirmed, is the OMB director, Mick Mulvaney. He is a former member of Congress from South Carolina, a budget hawk, and a great manager when it comes to putting the word management back in the Office of Management and Budget in the executive
Imagine that.
Branch.
What a novel idea.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, Pete?
Well, you know, Jim, it seems like a basic question, but the OMB has, under the Obama administration, largely focused on putting out competing budgets with Congress rather than taking a look at the money that's coming in and managing it effectively.
Is that the reason why the national debt has doubled under Obama?
It's one reason. It certainly is. And so, besides watching those nominations, Obamacare needs to come first, the repeal of the measure, for a number of reasons, the biggest one of which is, if we do this right, if we do it now, suddenly the so-called budget baseline gets adjusted and things like tax reform become easier to do.
So you're talking about technical reasons why, and more holistic, more global reasons why we need to repeal and replace Obamacare quickly rather than over time. Wouldn't that possibly put the replacement of Obamacare in some jeopardy?
Well, repealing it quickly is an important thing for the purposes of this budget scoring, meaning if we do this right and we do it now, we suddenly have about an extra $1 trillion worth of revenue in the baseline to say, okay, we're going to reform the tax system, cut taxes, and the budget will still balance. It sounds like a bunch of inside baseball.
That's
frankly,
right. You're right. That's what I meant. But when I say it sounds like you're doing is you're saying Obamacare, if it's not wise to reform Obamacare too quickly, but we might have to do it for these other reasons.
Yes, exactly. Because when Obamacare is properly repealed, and we can take some months to figure out the replacement and phase it in.
Why do we have to do that, Pete? We've had 8 years to work on this. Heck, all we got to do is go back and get the Enzi bill from 2006.
Well, yes, you know.
Stick the Enzi bill in there. Isn't it ready to go?
Well, you do have a point, Jim. There are a lot of folks who get on the Sunday morning talk shows and say, well, the Republicans don't have a replacement plan. Well, actually, They have plenty of them.
There's a kit bag of them. There's a toolbox of them.
Yes, there's
health savings accounts, credits instead of tax credits instead of or you know, increase the household deductible. Or, I mean the whatever the for people who don't have a lot of taxes. You know, there are a lot of ways to make this happen without turning it into a welfare state.
Yes, and you can let people buy insurance across state lines.
That's part of the NZ bill.
Medical liability, yeah. All of those things are pretty much ready to go. You need to retool them a little bit for the fact, you know, inflation is increasing.
But is this going to happen? I mean, we'll talk about this when we come back, folks. But what I want to ask Pete when we come back, what are the chances that Republicans repealing and replacing Obamacare could wind up being something that they get, you know, they get beheaded for, so to speak. They wind up holding a bad program. A quick break. 2012, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.